Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all come on down here. Hallelujah. I want us to gather around in a circle because God is good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Y'all come on down here. Thank you, Father. You can sit down, Nana and Ruth. If you need to sit down, you're more than welcome. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Lord, save souls in Jesus' name in this place. Father, Lord, we know as a soul-saving church, Father. distracted. We've all had hindrances coming away. We all get distracted by life. And it's not that it's a sin, but it's just a distraction. And then you will do everything you can to distract us from that heavenly vision. And God wants us to keep the focus of that. And that vision is his soul, and that vision is for his kingdom to come. Jesus said, I don't just preach any kingdom, I preach the kingdom of my Father. He said, and he said to the disciples, they said the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, everywhere you go preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we're not preaching it, declaring that any kingdom but God's kingdom. Brother Bimble is not here to preach his kingdom, but he wants to preach the kingdom of God. And I believe that the vision has been for a time, and I believe that that time is now. And I believe that as we're interceding and we're praying for souls, that doors are going to open for him. And there have been doors for him to go to Africa, and I personally wish he would have took them. And I'm going to pray that God lays it on his heart to take those open doors, because we've had many prophecies that God's going to open doors for us. And the doors of the radio station have opened. And as doors open for him, I want him to walk through those doors, because as he walks through those doors, God is going to minister, and God is going to touch him, God is going to heal him. God is going to move by his Spirit. And I want him to understand that by the helping grace of God and through the Holy Spirit, the church will be okay, because God is the head of the church. I didn't say he's the head or I'm the head. I said God is the head of the church. And when God is the head of the church, everything will be okay in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we lift up our pastor in the name of Jesus. We stir them up in prayer in Jesus' name. And, Father, I know by your Spirit that you've given him a heavenly vision, Father God. And I pray that you begin to run with that vision. And I pray that vision will begin to burn in his Spirit like never before. And I pray that that vision will begin to become refreshed and revived in his Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I pray that nothing would stop that vision in the name of Jesus, Father. And I pray, Father, we're here to stir him up in prayer tonight, Father. Father God, give him the grace, the wisdom, and Father God, to carry out that vision in the name of Jesus, Father God. Begin to place that vision in us, Father God, as well, so we can help him carry out the vision, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit, Father God. Let your Spirit, Father God, take control and let the vision that you placed in his heart begin to be manifest in the name of Jesus. That that's been in his heart, let it begin to play out in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to see it in the name of Jesus, as his church, as his members, as his body, Father God. Let us carry out that vision in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. I thank you, Father, that we're ready to do the work, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Help us not to get attitudes towards one another right now in these final days, but help us to let love cover a multitude of sins in the name of Jesus. Let love prevail here, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let love prevail here. You know, I got to say this because I got convicted. Because we're Pentecostals, and we like the power of God. But the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When we first look at that, we think of power. And his true power will flow out of our living water. But that's not what God intended, first and foremost. God intended for his holy love to flow out of our bellies. It's not so much the power. God's touched many, we've seen many people come in here to be touched by God's power. But it's until they got the revelation of God's love that we begin to serve him. So it's out of our belly flows rivers of water, rivers of loving water towards the lost David. And God gives the rivers of loving water to the backslider in Jesus' name. So it's out of our bellies needs to flow the love of God. And the love of God is much more greater than the power of God. God has power, but he is love in Jesus' name. God has power, but he is love. And there's both of us in this room. We used to be more compassionate. We used to be more loving. We used to be more caring. And God wants us to get back to that loving. And God wants us to get back to that compassion. I don't care how many times you've been hurt. God still asks you to forgive. And God still asks you to love. Jesus was hung on a cross for us, that we might have eternal life. And God wants that love to flow out of our bellies. But it's that one person that calls you, Jesus, that shows you God's love. Just, it might be one of your children. I was going through you, and one of my children called me. And I felt God's love. It wasn't from a sister or brother in Christ, but it was from my son. And as he called me, I felt the love of God. If you understand, love is more powerful than God's. Love is more powerful than we realize, my brother and sister. Love breaks down walls that sometimes our love can't get broken. When I just love somebody, and you just love somebody, see, we don't understand about the love of God. Us Pentecostals know about the power of God, but we don't know about God's love like we need to know about it. We all get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and we think it's God's power that we need to go after. And God has power, and I think God really does, but it's His love that changes you. It was that love that hung on that cross when we took communion this morning that held Him on that tree. And that's the love that He wants to flow out of our belly, rivers of living water. So God help us to let that living water flow out of our bellies. Flow out of our bellies. You know, God loves you when He uses a sinner for you to sense His love. You know, and you can think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, until you've been there, and until you walk something out, and one of your children call you just to check on you, and you sense God's love, and you feel like God doesn't love you, it will make all the difference in the world. You can feel like going to power, but when God just wraps His arms around you and loves you, it gives you the strength and the grace to go on. It wasn't the power, it was His love. Stayed on that tree. It was love for you. It wasn't the power that held you to that tree. It was love. So we can understand the height, the length, the breadth of God's love and get a fresh revelation of God's love. It'll change you and me. I won't have to beat on down my brother's mind and say, you need to change in that area, brother. If I just love you anyway, God will change brother Mike. God will change brother Taylor. I used to try to beat my wife over the head. I'm just going to confess. It ain't beating her over the head. You need to do this, you need to do that. It's just loving her anyway. And honey, please forgive me. I'm not ashamed because God sees everything. When God can forgive, ain't nobody in here to hold that against. That's the type of man I am. I'm not what you see, what you get. I'm not afraid for anything to be up there because God is greater and God will forgive. God will heal and God will deliver. Now, I remember one time we got an argument.